This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former President Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate soon. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senator Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to 5 deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense Friday, the second cabinet nominee of new President Joe Biden to gain approval and the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Austin sailed through with overwhelming support from both Biden's Democrats and opposition Republicans, who voted 93-2 in his favor. The retired 4-star general will be the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense and takes on the job as the Pentagon sees the need for greater efforts to root out racism in the ranks and give more opportunities for leadership positions to minorities. Russia and the United States have until February 5th to prolong a key agreement to curb their nuclear arsenals, the last remaining arms reduction pact between the former Cold War rivals. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed the extension of the nuclear arms treaty, even as he's asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions, the press secretary told reporters. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty. This is VOA.